My name is Kathleen Seiler Parici, and I'm conducting an oral history interview with Mrs. Wanda Ebersol in her home at 2735 Northwest 22nd Drive in Gainesville, Florida. Today's date is March 24th, 1988. Please state your full name for us.
I'm Wanda Coward Ebersol.
And how do you spell that for the page?
C-O-W-A-R-T and E-B-E-R-S-O-L-E.
Okay. Where were you born, Mrs. Ebersol?
I was born in DeSoto County in Arcadia.
Arcadia.
But I lived in Nocatee.
Is that nearby?
That's 4 miles south of Arcadia.
Okay. Do you mind telling us what your birth date was?
April the 18th, 1927.
Okay. What were your parents' names?
My mother was Marcia Whaley Coward, and everybody called her Billy because when she was growing up, there was an Indian family that lived fairly close by, and she played with a little Indian boy named Billy, and so forever she was called Billy.
Oh, that's interesting.
And my father's Ernest Leslie Coward. He was born in Nocatee and still is in Nocatee.
Okay. Where was your mother born?
My mother was born in Torrey, Florida.
Okay, so they're both native Floridians.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we're my grand and great grandparents.
Okay. And what was your father's occupation?
He had a drugstore. Okay. Little corner drugstore.
So you grew up in Nocatee?
Nocatee.
Okay.
That's an Indian name that they said when the Indians came through, they said Nocatee, and that is, what is it?
Oh. A good question to ask, probably. Okay. What was the name of the elementary school that you attended?
Nocatee Elementary School.
Okay. And how many grades did that encompass?
Just 8. Mm-hmm. And then we took a bus to Arcadia.
For high school?
To DeSoto High School.
Oh, that's good. And what year did you graduate?
1945.
Now, when you graduated, did you directly enter UF then, or did you stay out for
that? No, I went to FSU.
Which was then called, was it Florida College for Women?
Florida State, yes, College for Women. However, there were boys there because there had been a base there, Abilene Field, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the war was over, lots of boys wanted to go to school, and some of them still in service and stayed there. Attended FSU.
So FSU allowed co-education before UF did, is that right?
Well, actually, I guess they didn't call it co-education, but those, mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, the Army has people going to college now, they wouldn't really mm-hmm. say the school is co-ed. They didn't call it, you know, it was a boys' college.
Okay.
But the boys were there.
Okay, and so how long did you attend FSU?
I left in the spring of 47.
So you were there, you started in the fall of 45?
Yes, a year and a half.
Okay. Now, why did you decide to attend UF?
To go to pharmacy school. They did not have a pharmacy school.
Mm-hmm. And UF had been allowing women students to go to pharmacy school.
Yes, pharmacy and law and anything that wasn't offered at Tallahassee.
Did they still have that rule in effect that you had to have 60 hours to transfer to go into the pharmacy school? Or?
No.
I think it was
one of that.
Okay. You're still a sophomore, in other words.
Okay.
How come you didn't just immediately go to UF when you decided to go to pharmacy?
Was it after you just attended FSU program? Yes. Well,
mm-hmm.
I hadn't really decided that was what I was going to do.
Right.
Of course, my friends went to Tallahassee.
That had some influence.
Yes.
Yeah, it usually does.
You wouldn't want to come here all alone when you were a freshman.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't even think about pharmacy at that time, I guess.
Do you remember how you found out that UF was going co-ed? Was there some talk about it before it was announced, or did it come as a surprise?
Oh, I'm sure there was lots of talk about it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There were girls here, but mm-hmm. I met girls in ninth grade. And they actually came in the summer. The girls really came that summer.
47?
Mm-hmm.
Were you happy to hear there were finally going to be more females?
Oh, I was delighted. It was fun.
What was the male reaction on campus when they found out since you were already here?
Oh, well, of course, they just thought it was going to be great.
Uh-huh.
But The boys at the university were older. You know, this was after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And we had lots and lots of married students and many boys that were 30 and 35 and had families and they lived over Bobette Village. Mm-hmm. And they were very serious students.
Mm-hmm.
They'd been through the war and they knew what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And so it was very competitive.
Right.
Because they were studying all the time.
Mm-hmm. What was the social life like for the girls that were there before it actually went co-ed? Did you have a lot of dates because there weren't really many women on campus? Or?
Well, I guess I always had a lot of dates, but I did date new boys that I met here, but also I dated boys that I, there were lots of boys from Arcadia.
That you already knew.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That I knew.
Yeah.
And so I dated lots of them.
Did some of your other friends that were attending FSU decide to transfer to UF when it went co-ed?
No,
very few. I was going to ask you what was the procedure for getting admitted, but since you were already here, it may have been different. Do you know? Do you remember what you had to do as far as qualifying to come to UF?
Well, I think they accepted anybody. I don't think it was really strict or anything. You had to have any high grade point average. I think it was just that some girls were interested in coming. And some girls came because their boyfriend was here,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and had special reasons for them.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember registering for your first semester of classes?
Well, registration was always awful, and it was worse then because they were not prepared for all the Army people.
Mm-hmm.
And there were always long, long lines like there are now. But also when I got to pharmacy school, I had to take second semester chemistry before I could take first because first semester was full. And so it was long lines and always full.
Uh-huh.
Because they just didn't have the syllabus.
So you actually had to, they used to call this running for classes where I came from. You had to go and physically sign up for each class that you wanted and stand in line for
and then everything. And still not get it.
Yeah.
Just very hard.
Uh-huh.
Had one chemistry class where there were 350 boys.
How did you feel?
I didn't feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, so many of them were older and they sort of treated me like a little sister and they.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that all the boys were chasing you for a date, it wasn't like that.
Right. What about the professor? Did you ever feel like you were being singled out for special attention or anything from the professors?
Well, I guess there are always some professors that make overtures or something. Mm-hmm. But most of them were just very open and nice and
mm-hmm.
wanting to help you.
Did you ever feel any type of, well, for lack of a better word, discrimination from them? I know that Mrs. Glicksberg came and spoke to our class, and she said that there were a few instances, especially in the business school, I think, where the professors would really try to make it tough for the girls to see if they could handle it. Did you ever experience anything
no,
like that?
No, because I think that most of my classes were so large that as long mm-hmm. as you got your work done, you know, some professors were easier than others, but there were some, of course, that because you were girls, were a little too interested in you also.
Did you ever experience that?
No, not anything real bad, because you just learn how to avoid people like that, especially some of the grad students, I think. But Dr. Grammer was one of my favorite professors. I flunked out one semester. And then I swore I was going to make straight A's the next semester, and I did except for Dr. Grammer's. And, I mean, you know, now then, all the students call my husband all the time. Mm-hmm. They don't think anything of that. That's the only time I ever called a professor. Mm-hmm. And it was with him. Still get fear and tremor thinking about it because I just knew I'd earned an A. And he apologized and said he was very sorry. But that, yes, he knew there was cheating in that class. Where did he write it to?
He never gave you an explanation?
No, but he said he just couldn't because it didn't average out.
No,
I didn't. Because everything, of course, was you can only give so many A's. Mm-hmm. I got a B plus or something.
Yeah. Too bad.
There's things like that you remember, but he was real special. He was the hardest teacher in the school. They said, if you dropped your pencil, you lost 2 pages of notes.
Oh, God.
He talked fast, and but he was probably the most honest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What he gave is what your test is going to be on. He was trustworthy, and you knew what he was going to do. And so I thought it was real good because I knew where I stood. But he was hard. Uh-huh. He was really hard. But that's okay if somebody, if they give it to you, and you don't learn it. Well, that's your problem.
Mm-hmm. How many hours did you take each semester?
Oh, I don't remember. Sometimes I think I took it. Like I said, sometimes you couldn't get enough hours, because it was full. But I remember one time taking 18. That's the most I ever took.
Was you up? Yeah. Was UF on a semester or a quarter system then?
They were on a semester system.
Okay.
And Tallahassee had been on a quarter system.
So that was probably a mess when you transferred, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Lost lots of hours. And I always felt like the semester system was especially hard because you had to remember everything over Christmas.
Oh, and you took your finals when you got back January?
Yes.
Oh, that would be bad.
And that means Christmas, you can almost learn all this.
I'm sure probably not. When did the school year start then? Was it later than it starts?
Oh, yes. Middle September.
Okay.
Much later, much cooler.
Yeah. That's true, because back then they probably didn't have air conditioning.
Oh, no.
And when did you get out then? Was it in June for the summer?
Yeah.
Do you remember how much your registration fees usually ran?
You have to look that up. My father paid me for that.
Did you have tuition though, where you had to pay for the, $5 an hour or anything like that, or was it just a flat?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I that sort of think it's a flat fee.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could take as much as you want.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that your yearbook and football tickets and a whole slew of other things were included in those days. So it's a lot different than it is today. Okay, let's talk about your housing situation, and maybe we can try to tackle it both from the standpoint of what your personal situation was when you first arrived before co-education, and then if you can try to remember what some of your friends did. Where did you live that first semester when you showed up?
I lived with Dr. John Davis. He was a faculty at the university, and his home was 4 or 5 hours behind the city meter.
On what street would that be?
It was College, something or other, College Park, I think.
Do you remember how many blocks that was from campus?
Of course, you don't want to see where new house is. So.
Well, I'm not sure I do because they've got the fraternities.
It's on University Avenue, right across the street from the athletic field.
Oh, okay, right. Uh-huh.
So it was, no, it was close.
Oh, that's good. So you didn't have a long hike to get to classes.
And some of my sorority sisters, when they came, lived in rooming houses, which really for girls who were working. And the only thing they had to provide them that was a bed. So I had a very nice place for that. They were lovely things.
They gave you your own room?
Yeah, well, and they had a daughter in high school, and so the house was split by a breezeway, so there were two rooms and a bath on that side, so we shared a bath. So we got a little bit
crispy. Yeah, that's nice. Did they provide you board as well then?
Some board, but not all.
How did you make that arrangement? Did you do it before you came down?
No, my mother came with me when I was going into the university, and she looked at ads in the paper and things like that, and found this one, and so we went to see them, and she liked them very much. She didn't look at room and out, she looked at home. She
looked at room. Just wanted to know who you were studying with.
Yeah, she wanted me.
Now, were you the only woman that they were boarding then?
Oh, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. They are. And then when I left, they took in those people.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had built that addition maybe for her mother, his mother, and they had stayed on that side. Mm-hmm. And then when she died, it was on that side. So mm-hmm. I was their first tenant.
First one. Yes. Well, that was probably a good business the next year then when all the women came and they didn't have anywhere to live. Do you know what the girls did that came in the fall? Because I have a Xerox here from a Sun article that said that women students are being accepted on the same basis as men, with the proviso that women must secure off-campus housing approved and listed by the university housing office. And I was wondering, do you know, did that mean that they had to have housing before they could be admitted, or they had to have housing before they could actually maybe register for classes?
Well, I think it was just like it said, they had to tell them where they were going to live. And most mm-hmm. of it, I think, was in rooming houses.
Mm-hmm. So the women would be admitted and they would perhaps come down here mm-hmm. before them with arrangements. Did they have trouble finding enough people that were willing to take in rooms?
There weren't that many girls, I don't think. But I don't think there was a shortage of housing.
Really?
No one I knew ever said there was any shortage. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure that suddenly people opened places for women, you know, it's like yeah. now people would do that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, did you continue to live there the next year, or did you move to a different place after your first semester?
I moved into this, I can't remember when I moved in a sorority house, but I believe I moved in a sorority house the next spring, I think, because I pledged in September, of course, and I didn't get one semester, and I pledged in September, and I don't think that, and I may have moved in then, but I believe it was in February. And the sorority houses were, the houses that were not really built for sorority. You know, they were residences, sororities.
But,
yes, and the Chi Omega house was across the street, the house is still there across the street, where they had a bunch of residence houses.
Mm-hmm.
The Stonewood house, two-story, it was old Jenkins' house, he was a congressman. And there were four sororities that were permitted, they asked to come. And the Kiowas always bragged because they were the asked to come, and they didn't have anybody on the Board of Regents, and everybody else did. And the Kiowas and the Tryouts and the 85s and the Katie's.
Mm-hmm. And you pledged Kiowa on the
yeah. Yes, and my husband's mother's a Tryout, and then also some friends of mine were Tryouts. And my relatives are 85s. The Chi Omegas had 10 actives that were going to live in Gainesville. This is the only one. The Tryouts had 3 actives that were going to live in Gainesville. And they, of course, they had girls from Tallahassee everywhere coming to Rush. And then a lot of student-wise were sorority girls, and so they also became affiliated with the chapter. But the Chi Omegas had 10. I joke, the Chi Omegas were not their choice. And they did have 10, and they took 10. Mm-hmm. And so they were the only one that was full. And there was upstairs at the house, there were what I guess you would call a family room today on one end. On the other end, there was a porch. And the porch they turned into a sleeping porch. So we had double decker bed there. Mm-hmm. And then downstairs, there was a room and bath and house for the bedroom.
Did you have meals there then too?
Yes, 3 meals a day.
Did the house mother cook them, or did you all take turns?
Oh, no, had cooks, had cooks.
Oh, you had cooks, okay.
Yes. Yes.
The good wife.
Yes.
Okay. And now, were all 10 of you then living there at the house?
Or did no, there was a pledge or two, I think, from Gainesville. They didn't live in the house. But also, much of the actors also lived in the house. Several actors.
Oh, so how many did you have altogether?
Gee. We must have had 15 anyway. Maybe more than that, I'm sure at least.
Mm-hmm.
So we were crowded.
You were all in this one big room, or you had just some
well, there that? Was one other room that was upstairs, and that was the president's room. And so she had a roommate. And so then most of us slept on the sleeping porch, and then the other room that I talked about, some of us slept down that room. But we all shared one, except for the president who had a bathroom, we all shared one bathroom upstairs. Mm-hmm. And so Ray Hall and I, my sorority sister, and I said, how in the world did we ever manage that bathroom?
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh. What kind of rules did you have in the sorority house?
They were very strict.
Really?
Yes.
Did you choose them yourselves, or was it something that told you?
The alums were, I'm sure, made the rules. You had to be in, I think, at 11, Monday through Friday, and then one on Friday and Saturday, something like that. Sunday through Friday. And they locked the door.
Oh, so if you were not there, you were out for the night.
Well, actually, I remember someone coming in late one time, and the house mother living in. No one was supposed to be there.
What would happen to you if they did find out?
I don't know.
It didn't happen.
Nobody, no. None of the pledges ever did. That was the only time I ever remember anybody did that. Mm-hmm. Of course, everybody would be parked outside, you know, just waiting for the time to come.
With their days. What were the rules about men visiting in the house?
Well, you could have men to dinner. Mm-hmm. And men could take their suitcases upstairs. And when my husband, I used to date, I actually double dated my husband's younger brother when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. So I knew who he was. Uh-huh. And so when we started dating, he was a Sigma Chi. When we started dating, well, he spent so much time at the Chi Omega house. And I remember one time that we were all having lunch, and two of the girls were in their slips, and somebody said, there's a man at the door, and so they jumped up, started upstairs, and then somebody said, oh, it's only Billy, and so they came back down and had lunch. He never has gotten over that. He's still...
They felt comfortable with him, huh?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
And our floats were not professional. They were... We built on them, so they were really... You know, pretty tacky when you see what they do today. And Bill always stayed up all night and helped us build our clothes to the Sigma Chi.
For homecoming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We thought they were wonderful. See what they have to take.
Small potatoes.
You can't imagine what they were like us building them. Yeah. And outside, we didn't have any place inside to keep them. We made paper and everything.
Oh, gosh.
Better to build with foil. But it was a big event. Of course, they had big homecoming dances. They had lots of big dances.
Mm-hmm. How many girls, I'm assuming that after co-education had been going on campus for several years, that you probably had a lot more pledges than, right? Just 15 or whatever. You said 10 at the beginning.
10 pledges, though. 20. Mm-hmm. I think the limit was 20 for a while.
Oh, really?
Then, mm-hmm. For a few years, I don't think it was.
So the whole time you were at UF then, the sorority had that one house, and it was about 20 girls.
And we won all the prizes in athletics and scholarship and everything. And everybody had to compete, you know, when you had such a small group. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to play basketball. It doesn't matter who plays. Everybody has to do everything. Mm-hmm. We won everything until the Jewish sorority came.
Oh, which sorority was that?
I can't remember. I can't remember what the name of it was. When it came, boy, they were competitive and they were smart. We never won. I mean, they were really smart. Real smart. And all this was before integration, of course. Mm-hmm. They won the black person on campus. Mm-hmm.
Well, since we're on the topic of sororities, let me quickly run over my list of questions here. I think you've answered them. Oh, I know. What types of social functions did you all have with the fraternities? Did they keep you pretty busy? I'm assuming
yes,
a lot more
they,
fraternities.
And of course, they immediately wanted the girls to go paddle the pledges or something like that. And I remember when we were initiated that all of us in our little white dresses went down and painted the vine in front of the SAE house. And I mean, we took our time painting it. And all the SAEs came out and just stood there and watched, and they just couldn't do anything or say anything. They just stood there and watched us paint the vine. They were so surprised.
Now, what's this line you're talking about?
Lion.
Oh, lion.
The lion.
The lion.
You know, now and then right. Somebody even has stolen their lion.
Oh.
But they watched us, and so that was just real funny. Of course, then the alums had a fit that we'd do such a thing. Yeah. And the SAEs did steal our owl and put it on the top of the pike house, but they just couldn't interfere with what we were doing.
That would have been ungentlemanly.
No, it was just, they were in a state of shock. And the rush parties had themes, and we had the Old South one time, and our cook was nice, big, heavy black lady. She was wonderful, funny. So we dressed her up in a bandana, and we were penalized because we weren't supposed to hire anybody. We weren't supposed to have anybody outside the store. And we used our cook.
What was the penalty for something like that?
Oh, they would, sometimes they would, and I can't remember what that particular, I just remember the incident, I don't remember what they did to us. They may have kept us from keeping that against some places, but I just don't remember.
My goodness, they were serious.
And we were, it was a year before we got our charter. We had to colonize for a year.
Oh,
it was Kai Colony, and all of them colonized for a year. And then they had, I think President J. Hillis Miller gave the charters, and we all went to the auditorium, and the presidents were on the stage, and they went to get it. And the Katie's president, whose name I don't remember, she's probably in the yearbook, stumbled when she went to get the charter. And then, I don't know if she fainted or not, or pretended she fainted, because anyway, she laid on the floor, and they carried her off, and she was stiff. And we always wondered if she really fainted.
That's an odd way to faint.
or she was down and didn't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
So they just carried her. Well, some of them on her shoulders and some on her legs carried her. She was stiff. But that's a memory that you keep.
What was the feeling on campus with the women when they came? I know they must have felt certainly like they were in the minority, since there were only, I think, about 500 or so that came. Did they want to belong to sororities? Were there a lot of women that would rush?
I think probably quite a few women were rushed, yes.
So that
rush is always competitive, I guess.
Right, you don't remember offhand how many?
I don't know how many went out for rush. No, you had to look in files for that. But they had a big ice water key and things like that, just like they did now, but it was over at the union or something. It was still at the sorority house.
And did rush go on during the school year?
Yes.
All right. Did you have anything else that you wanted to say about the sororities that you remembered?
Nothing I can think of.
Or about the housing situation? Do you remember when they first started building dorms for the women?
I could tell you what year it was. Yeah. That was it. Working, graduating, working.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't wear shorts or slacks or anything on campus. That was true at Tallahassee also. If you were dressed casually, everybody had to have a raincoat if you went to school, because you'd always roll up your jeans or whatever and put on a raincoat and go places, because they would not let you.
Now, is this true during the weekends and everything? Or?
Yeah, you could never go on campus. You could, of course, at sorority house or in dormitories, you could lounge around, but you couldn't go, you couldn't even go out and go and eat unless you...
Unless you had a dress on or a skirt.
Or a raincoat.
Yeah. What about the PE classes? Surely they got to wear shorts when they were in PE.
We didn't have PE. I don't think we even have PE classes.
Oh, really?
I don't believe so. Oh, we have PE for me.
You showed an article.
Maybe they did, but I cannot remember.
They might have jogged your memory or something. They might have started it later. I don't know. This may have been because you came a little bit before, but they talked in there about having intramurals and also...
Yes, yes, I remember the intramurals, yes.
Mm-hmm. It sounded like they had a fairly full curriculum.
Yeah, we did have PE then, mm-hmm. because I remember our basketball games when we played the other sororities. I was thinking it was mostly sororities, but I guess we had some program. But it was mostly, I think, games. We didn't do calisthenics, anything mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. I don't believe. Mm-hmm.
It said that some of them are going to be done with the guys' PE classes. We just wondered if you
No, I never lucked into a PE class with boys, ever.
I never
played basketball. I'm glad I never played basketball with boys because they're so much better.
It might have been kind of rough, that's for sure.
Yes. And the dean of women was a former Marine.
Right.
And mm-hmm. we always thought that was funny because they had to bring in the Marines when the girls came. She was really a very fine person.
Did you have any personal dealings with her?
No. No, I think she was well chosen and did a good job.
Mm-hmm. And everybody pretty much laughed at her.
Yeah. So all they made jokes about it, but actually, I liked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of the fraternity boys used to get drunk and go serenade to shrines. I'm sure they do that today, too.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. Every day. And the fraternity house, you know, Gainesville was, Alachua County was dry.
Oh, during that time?
Oh, yeah. I don't think, when did they go away? 60?
I don't know.
Anyway, it was dry. And the boys and the fraternity houses did have bars. And they did have alcohol in the fraternity houses. They didn't in the sorority houses.
During parties?
Yes, during parties they had.
How did they do that?
I don't have any idea. I just know they did.
Really? Hmm. What was the drinking age back then?
Had to be 21.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard people that didn't go ski or talk about when it was dry in Gainesville, and they said, oh, you could always buy some from any taxi driver. And there was a filling station on close to the Plains Square where they actually had it sitting on the walls so you could buy.
Oh, I think I remember Dr. Proctor talking about that.
Yeah.
We'd go out there, there'd be big lines. And
yeah, but that it was really dry.
Well, that would be interesting to find out how they managed that. I was going to ask you some about the dress code. Was that a formal dress code then that they had, that you could not be on campus in pants or shorts? Was that like
yes,
a handbook
it must
you
have had
anything?
To have been in a bulletin, just mm-hmm. like at FSU, and I'm sure that you would see Dean Brady if you'd done otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you wear to class? What would be a typical outfit that you would wear?
Oh, well, in the winter, you'd wear a skirt and a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And satellites.
And bobby socks?
I always wore satellites. In fact, still have my satellites because my daughter said, don't ever get rid of them.
That's just been popular. They come back in
yeah,
waves.
She says, keep them.
Uh-huh.
There was a big gully on campus over by the union that they must have been putting in a septic system or even something deeper. If you'd fallen in, it was so deep they could never have been that you had to walk around. And there were only two people in the house had cars. You walked to class.
Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't have parking on campus,
yeah.
did they?
No, I didn't have to worry about parking. There were so many parking places. And you walked back and forth to the library.
So you had to dress sensibly, no high heels or anything like that?
Oh, nobody would mm-hmm. ever dress high heels to go to class.
Yeah. What about when it got hotter in, like, say, May before school
well,
got
dresses,
out?
Dresses, skirts and glasses, dresses.
Just try to stay cool.
Uh-huh.
Did the guys...
Sandals or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never short.
Mm-hmm. Did the guys' dress change at all when it got hotter out? Did they wear ties to class?
No, no. Uh-uh. Okay. I don't remember ever seeing anybody. The professors were always dressed.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you called them Dr. or Mr. You never called them by their first name. And mm-hmm. but the boys just wore school shirts and
socks. Mm-hmm.
And but never shorts either. They didn't wear shorts either.
Okay, I was going to ask you what you could wear to the library on the weekends, but it sounds like you had to
That's
wear
right.
a dress.
Okay. You didn't go on campus.
What about the football games? What did
People
you wear?
Dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
They dressed up for the ball games, and you usually wore your even though it was hot, you'd wear your new fall suits, the first fall, all the ball games, even in the bad weather. They did this long after I graduated. People were dressed up.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was like at the college I came from. I was shocked when I got here.
It was really dressed up.
Yeah. Did you wear hats and the gloves?
Oh,
and the
yes,
whole works?
Everything.
Uh-huh.
It was hot. It was so hot. And they always had a big homecoming dance.
Mm-hmm.
They had big name band.
Where did they
Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller and Sammy Kaye. All the big names.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the music building is where the old gym was.
And that's where they held the dances.
And they were formal.
Mm-hmm. To wear a long dress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the return parties were always very dressy.
Mm-hmm.
See, then when my daughter graduated in 52, and when she was in high school, they had little dressy parties. But when she went to college, it was more casual and sitting around listening to string bands and things. They,
mm-hmm.
you know, they never had really. Emory and William and Mary never had big parties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess
changed.
They never got back to that, though they have fraternity parties now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before I forget, I want to show you a clip. This is from the alligator. I wanted to ask you if you remembered what that was all about.
I'm sure that must have been when the skirts dropped and that they don't like them, they want the short skirts, there's no doubt about it.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember this picture vaguely.
Well, they picketed apparently. There's this picture of the guys walking around with the signs.
But that's when the styles dropped, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dresses got longer.
What were they, like mid-calf then, when they dropped? And before they'd been just below the knee maybe? Or?
Yeah, and some of them even dropped them a little longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back and look in the encyclopedia of the style and see that
mm-hmm.
how they were dropped. But they were never real short anyway.
No.
You know.
Right. They were never above the knee except during the 20s maybe,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah,
but.
And goodness, I guess my daughter must have been in the ninth grade when they were really short.
Mm-hmm.
Shorter than that.
Yeah. It's late 60s and 70s. You talked about homecoming and the rush parties and the fraternity parties and that sort of thing. What were some of the other big social functions on campus that would be open to everybody, not just the sororities and the fraternities?
They had a military ball,
mm-hmm.
and the homecoming, our skits were terrible. You know, just the shorters would just think of something to do,
uh-huh.
and the fraternities, when you see these wonderful, we didn't have anybody special, just somebody to MC, and the skits were just awful, and it was, just you use what you have, and we didn't have very much,
mm-hmm.
and didn't have professional talent, and mm-hmm. and no sets to speak of. Just think of something y'all can do out on the field.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you remember fall frolics?
Yes, remember fall frolics. Spring frolics also.
Oh, they had it in the spring
too?
Yeah. Could you describe this, what they did?
Those were big dances also.
Mm-hmm.
You had lots of nice dresses.
Sounds like it was expensive to go to school here. Did lots of women then come down from FSU for those? Where did they house all the women when they came down?
Some of them, I'm sure they were put in the hotel. And stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they also right after the girls came, they still had dances at the rec center for high school girls, and the university boys used to go there.
Oh.
And so lots of university boys were dating local high school girls.
Yeah. That must have been mad then when the university went going, huh? What would couples do for a date? Where would they go in Gainesville?
Just to go?
Yeah, if you just had a date on a Friday night.
You had a group. Mm-hmm. We rarely ate it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to the movies and out to eat someplace. And there were very few places to eat, more like a piggy park, you know, a drive-in or something like that, to see your friends. Sometimes you go to the fraternity house.
No students didn't have cars though, right? So you had to walk
right,
where you were
most
going.
Out of.
Mm-hmm.
I think all, but most of the boys had cars, but I don't remember dating anybody especially that didn't have a car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. That I did date a boy that was a KA, because I can remember walking home in a long dress with him.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of boys had cars.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, lots of the boys that weren't married had been in service, and so they could afford cars.
Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of movie theaters in Gainesville?
There were three.
Really? And they each probably showed one picture, right?
And one of them, we didn't ever want to go in it. That's so terrible.
Oh, really? And you mentioned drive-ins, too. Was that included
drive-in
in that three? Or
restaurants.
Oh, drive-in restaurants. Okay, I thought you meant movies. Yeah.
Not drive-in movies. There was a drive-in movie, the one that's still out on the house on Road to King. Only in the West Side of College. 49.
Mm-hmm.
That was how we were here.
What were some of the favorite gathering places, like the drive-in restaurants you were mentioning that people would go to hang
there
out
at? There was Sandwich Bar and Piggy Bar.
What were
and
those?
There was those were restaurants that had drive-ins when you go in. And then Max Drive-In, which I think is closed very recently.
Mm-hmm.
They were on the hot dog road after that.
So students would just go there and see who was there and hang out.
And they had, and sometimes there'd be things going all over the university that you can see.
Was there plenty to do in Gainesville, or was there grumbling?
Nobody ever fussed at anything.
Yeah.
See, they didn't know any different.
Yeah. Gainesville might have been a big town to a lot of them.
That's right. It was a big town to me, but you'd have a lot of people from New York here, and they were used to all the place.
Yeah. That's true. Not as many out of state respect then. Did the women tend to have a lot of dates since the ratio was so high that there were so many more men?
I suppose so. But I know there were girls in my sorority that didn't have any dates.
Really? I wonder why.
Well, I don't think they were girls that would have any dates in, but they just, you can't ever see us how somebody looks, you know. Some people like boys, and boys like them, and other ones don't. You can't put your thing on. And of course, sometimes somebody's very tall. He's tall. I had a 6'3" roommate.
Wow.
From Arkansas.
Did she have trouble? How can a man done today? She did too. Well, did people back then, did they go steady, or did they kind of play the field?
Lots of them did.
Was that kind of the norm to go steady with someone if you dated them for a while?
Yeah, if you liked them.
What did that usually entail? Did they give you a pin if they were in a fraternity?
Give you
a
fraternity pin. My husband and I went steady. I did his Sigma Kappa pin, the president of the sorority. Had a Fidel pin, and the girl who's pictured on the front in the 47 sitting on the floor, Betty Jo Wilson, she was Betty Jo of the church, and she married. And well, she was the first principal. And he was a congressman, I guess he still is, they're divorced now. And so she had a pin, most of the girls, lots of them. It was a long time. Lots of them, I guess, never really went steady. There were some, but most of them did. Just like it is when I have Victor County to get the bike of somebody, you go to the same one all the time.
Right.
I dated around for a while.
You met your husband soon after you came here?
Well, actually, there was a boy here that I had dated in high school, and I was seeing lots of him. And somebody else from Arcadia bet my husband he couldn't get a date with me. And so I remember he stopped me on the stairs. Like I said, he was older than I was. And he stopped me on the stairs when I left my logic flat and asked me to go out. And we did. We went to a meeting. And then I didn't see much of him. And a friend of mine from Arcadia was in a bus accident and broke her back. And she was in a Alachua General. And she couldn't remember my number. And she remembered that Bill was a Sigma Chi and called him and asked him to bring me to see her because he had a car.
Mm-hmm.
So then he started picking me up to go see her every night.
Oh.
So that's how we. So we started. We saw a lot of each other.
Let me change this tape. It looks like it's almost out.
This is an editor's note. End of tape A, side one. The interview continues on tape A, side two.
One of our advisors told us that things that we would have been kicked out of school for, that they would get an accommodation, the girls would get an accommodation for. You can't believe how bad it is. They were very strict.
Yeah. What were some of the other rules that you had to abide by? You know, like living in the sorority house?
Of course, nobody could bring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anybody ever knew. We couldn't have any alcohol or anything.
Did you have a lounge area in the front or a parlor or whatever for the guys to come in and sit?
Yeah, in the last day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the house mother. I guess she didn't have to, but she always had. I don't think that was for me. Maybe it was something that she was wanting to do. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
We was the kind of teacher. I bet we were the only one on campus that had a sorority sister before. She was older.
Mm-hmm.
She was lovely.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all go to her with your little, you know,
say a lot of people really went and cried on her shoulder.
Yeah.
That's how we did.
And what did you call her?
Miss Sally. Sally or Sullivan. She was from Barton.
Mm-hmm. But the guys couldn't be allowed up into the rooms for anything,
no,
right?
No. Mm-hmm. And they waited downstairs.
Mm-hmm. And what if you mentioned earlier that they could come and have dinner with you?
Yes.
How did that work?
Well, you had to tell her ahead so that the cook could plan on it.
They could come as often as you wished, or?
I don't.
Because that would cost money.
Yeah,
for the sorority,
I don't think
right?
anybody ever wanted them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was sort of rare because you really wanted to leave. You didn't want to stay there all your sorority sisters all the time.
Mm-hmm. So you'd go out.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've already talked about classes a little bit, but I was wondering if we could try to get back and if you remember your very first day of classes.
Vaguely, yeah. I remember the logic class. I remember taking that. And I remember Shakespeare class that I had because I was still taking some undergraduate courses before I was in Boston. And of course, the Shakespeare teacher was so marvelous. Little big teeny man, he always acted out everything. So he was just wonderful. And I think I had a history class that I was really
fun. Did the classes meet every day or on an alternating Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
I'm sure they were alternating.
Mm-hmm.
The senior semester was just fun. Mm-hmm. So, without having to do it.
Would you have a much bigger campus than
yes,
this?
Yes, much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Much bigger. I looked at it and thought, oh, I never found my way around.
Yeah.
I come from a small county. Oh, am I ever going to find my way around? But it wasn't. You can look back and see how really small it was in comparison
to today.
Mm-hmm. But that was the old cafeteria that burned.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that was the main eating place on campus then?
Except the Rice Union had a little sandwich shop.
Was the Lexington man?
There was one, but not that
one. Oh, okay.
It was just a little small place, but they had a little sandwich. And then, of course, this College Inn was across the street. They must have been a big community.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a sandwich out from there.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go out
and eat somewhere even if you didn't have a car. You had to drive out somewhere. Were you nervous that first day? Do you remember how you felt?
Oh, I'm sure I was nervous, yes. Mm-hmm. You're always nervous the first day of classes, anyway.
Do you remember how many other women were in your classes?
Well, when I was in undergraduate classes, of course, there were more than women going to pharmacy school.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did that all the way to their law school.
Right.
Architecture, and so on.
Did Tallahassee have graduate courses?
I'm sure they had a graduate school, but it was just for certain areas.
There was an article in the Alligator that told about where the bathrooms were for the women, because apparently that was, well, it would obviously be a problem if they didn't have a lot of females before. But I'm wondering, were those new bathrooms that they put in the fall, or do you ever remember having a problem?
No, I know they weren't new. I never saw a new bathroom.
Was that a big problem, especially when you came in the spring?
It was never a big problem. Because we had professors that were women, and they did have bathrooms, you know, they had bathrooms for them.
Mm-hmm. How many professors did they have, though? Did you have many classes?
Not a lot. I would say probably the proportion was about like it was the women, you know, but there were women professors.
Mm-hmm. Were they mostly in
Dr. Loretta Fox was one of the pharmacy school women for her.
Oh, I
have a
pharmacy. Thought maybe they would mostly be in the English department and places like that that are more traditionally happening. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was wondering about organizations that were on campus, like student government and clubs and things like that. Did they allow the women into those organizations?
Yes, in fact, I was invited to run on a ticket one time, because I was a girl, but I didn't run.
What was it for?
For vice president of the student body. If somebody was going to be president, I thought, well, if I get this girl on, you know, then we'll. But I said no, thank you. It seems like there was somebody I do remember running, some girl, I don't remember if she ran, if she won or not. Judge Cruz was president at one time.
Mm-hmm.
He was older. Mm-hmm.
How come you decided not to run? Did you just not want to do it?
I didn't want to do it, and I didn't really think they wanted me. Because of my ability, I think they wanted me because I was a girl.
And you were going to.
I did. I certainly did.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't get another girl to run.
So all of y'all figured out what they were after.
Later on, they had a girl. So
Did the girls ever run like the president?
Mm-hmm.
Or the lesser offices, maybe?
No. Yeah, that was one of the secretaries.
Some things never change. So student government did allow the women in. But there was something called the Women's Student Association, right?
Yes. That started when the women came, though.
Right.
And, yeah, there was a lot of student association.
And what was the purpose of that group?
I guess it was to make life easier for the women.
In what ways?
Well, start building some dormitories or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand that there was some sort of feeling, at least on some of the men, that that was kind of encroaching on student government. Do you remember that? Like the arguments against it?
Well, it was such a small group. I really don't see how they could have felt like that they were losing a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
It was just such a small group in there.
Mm-hmm. Who started that organization, do you know? Dean Brady was active on it.
I'm sure she was. She now started it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of
very outgoing lady. She probably thought we have a need for.
Mm-hmm. How long did that group last?
I think probably the last ride was that. And then they made the honorary for women. So Savant was really an honorary for women. Like, we had three people there, and that was a men's organization. Mm-hmm. And then Savant was for women.
When did that start?
Oh, gee. That must have been sometime in the 50s, 55.
So that was long after you were
graduated? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It may have been earlier than that, the early 50s or something. Mm-hmm. And then that was a women's organization.
Why didn't Blue Key let the women into that organization?
That was a men's organization.
Why didn't they want it
and
to
now,
be a...
And now, see, Savant is for men dead.
Mm-hmm.
And
were they forced to finally go co-ed or integrate or whatever you want to call it?
I think they probably chose to do that, but mm-hmm. of course that was after I was out of school. Mm-hmm.
What about
Blue Key had always been mostly for law students, so today we know it's for everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. A lot of business school people are working on that.
I saw Blue Key and Savant. When he joined Savant, I said, what?
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. I didn't even realize that they changed.
Yeah. I have another question. What about? Oh, I know. What about other organizations like Pharmacy Society or Agriculture Society? Did they allow
the pharmacy? Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the law school did.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Pharmacy Auxiliary? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did they allow women in before the university actually
went there? Yes, because of course there had always been women mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. And also, for all of an architecture, all of the ones at North Carolina Institute had always been women.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few local women, I think, who probably chose those professions because they were from Gainesville.
Oh, and they wanted to go to U.S.
And
they wanted
and maybe couldn't afford to leave and stay mm-hmm. in the professions.
Do you remember going home on the weekends?
Oh, yes. All in spring break.
How would you get home if you didn't have a car?
Oh, I always had a ride.
How would you find one? You didn't hitchhike, did you?
No. I knew everybody that was from DeSoto County, and they knew me, and somebody always said, you want to ride home with me.
Uh-huh.
So you just get a ride that long.
How long did the trip take?
Now then, we are 4 hours away, because now we're closer than we ever were, because now you can take interstate to Brayton and then go in.
Mm-hmm.
To the city county. Mm-hmm. And we're for the western taking us at least 5 hours.
Yeah. The roads weren't as good then.
I even rode back one time on a motorcycle. My husband had a motorcycle. And I rode home with his brother. And my husband convinced my mother that his brother was a terrible, careless driver. He really is. He still drives like a baby. And that I'd be much better off on that motorcycle. And so I was on the back of the motorcycle. And we stopped in Ocala for a movie because I really was. We didn't even have face masks. I mean, you know, on Payne's Prairie, you ate the bugs. It was so bad. And I was behind him. We didn't wear helmets or anything. That's the only trip I ever took on a motorcycle.
First and last.
Yes, yes. Almost left him for good.
Did a lot of students, were they able to utilize the railroad system when they would go?
Sometimes. I think probably Miami students don't need to pick up people.
Yeah.
You know, but they got to a lot farther.
Yeah.
We had quite a few Miami students.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to go home on the weekends very much if it took that long?
Sometimes, yeah. My folks always had a few chances, so we tried to get
out. Did you take your friends down with you sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And one roommate just stayed several weeks from summer.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever...
My recorder's at home.
Did you ever attend summer school?
Yes. I always liked summer school.
How come?
Because you only remember stuff such a short time. There's a lot of it. I try to remember it all. And I'm real good at remembering things, so I always loved it. I could always make better grades.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, because everybody hates it. Oh, I know. They say, oh, it's so concentrated.
Yeah.
But I just didn't like that. It's like I hated that semester. You had to remember all that over Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
If I could just learn something real quick.
Uh-huh.
And it was just easy, so I liked summer school.
Did it run from June through August? Or
there were two sessions, I think. I think he said she's today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it started probably the, I think we really got out right at the 1st of June. Mm-hmm. And summer school started too. We really had lots of time at home anyway.
Yeah.
Because there was a break between and there was a break before and after.
Yeah. So you still got a little bit of vacation time as well.
And the sorority houses were open.
Mm-hmm.
And they took in students that were not sorority girls in the summer.
Do you remember how many classes you would take during summer school?
Not only, just a few, one or two. Mm-hmm. Because it was, of course, in pharmacy school, missing in labs, you know.
Oh, that's right.
You know that. Terrible. Labs are terrible. You just take so many hours and waste so much time, you know. And so it's not like just academic courses.
Yeah. Well, did you take summer school because you had lost credit hours when you switched?
I did lose lots of credit hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I took extra courses that I really didn't need. I mean, I didn't take all pharmacy courses. There were some courses I took just because I wanted to take them.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't in that big a hurry to get out of school.
You're enjoying yourself. Did you ever work hard on campus?
I worked at the Florida Theater for a small time at the concession stand. And I worked over at the art school modeling for a small time.
Oh, really? That sounds interesting. What did you have to do?
Just sit there and draw the picture. It was an easy job.
Sounds like it. Can you study while you're...
No, you can. The reason I happened to get in, Bill's brother was in art school, his older brother.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "Why'd you come on over?" And how I went out for the how much they paid us. Don't do anything but sit there. So I said, "Okay, I'll go to class."
Uh-huh.
But that was an easy job.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Was that like they have college work study now where you have to be able to show that you have financial need, and so then they you can have a job?
Yeah.
There wasn't anything like that then.
I didn't have any financial need.
Yeah.
I just
did it for pocket money.
Yeah, just did it for fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you remember if any of your friends ever had to work on campus to help
pay
their
way? Yes, we did have some girls in the I think you had scholarships more. There really wasn't financial aid. You get a scholarship of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Apply for that.
Mm-hmm. Did any of them ever work on campus to help?
Yes. There were some girls that worked in the library.
Mm-hmm.
That was really a regular job for them. When you took a job on campus, it wasn't like taking one part time somewhere. You had to do it regularly. It was hard.
I mean, they would work through the whole year. They didn't really get to like go home over the summer.
Oh, I think they did go home during summer break because classes were closed.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Close
so
the building,
would,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Building's closed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about the sorority house. I was wondering, the Coyotes went out and bought their house. Yeah. Is that right? So how did you all finance that? I've never been in a sorority, so I don't know how all that works. Did it?
Well, of course, national, of course, had the money. The local alumni helped. In fact, we had advisors, you know, that really set the rules down and told us what to do, our house level did.
Mm-hmm.
And they made money off of our room and our board. They charged us a lot.
They did?
For our room and board. I don't remember how much, but I do know that you could room somewhere else to eat somewhere cheaper.
Really?
Say
it was because they were paying off the mortgage.
Yeah. Or the red, I'm pretty sure they both had Alzheimer's. And I don't even remember where the other story happened.
They weren't close by.
They were so much smaller than
Oh, well, Kaya's the largest group?
Yes. Uh-huh. 10 actors and 10 people.
How big were the groups?
That was the maximum we couldn't have over that. And, well, you know, I told you there were really only 3 to 5 outs that lived here that were going to school here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many papers they got, probably 6 or 7.
So the groups were really quite small.
Yes.
I'm surprised. I would have thought that
we had the biggest one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, they would only allow you to have so many. That was the maximum. You couldn't have over 20.
But why do you suppose the other groups weren't able to fill up their 20?
Well, I think probably some of them did, but I don't know which ones they were. Mm-hmm. I'm sure some of them didn't fill up.
Mm-hmm. I'm just surprised because it seems like.
Yeah.
That more women
would have not wanted to rush. Not everybody wants to join, so.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody wants to live in a house with a bunch of girls.
Now, if they could live in a frat house, that would be.
No, they just really rather have their room somewhere else.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. And there are lots of rules. You know, the girls that were not in a sorority house didn't have rules like we do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mrs. Blitzberg mentioned something about that. She said it was so different from FSU because there were a lot of rules as far as living in
the dorms were like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when they lived off campus, they didn't have any rules unless wherever they were living put some on them. Mm-hmm. So they felt real free.
Well, see, I always had to.
Yeah. Did you live in a dorm at FSU?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did they have the same type of rules as curfew and everything?
Signed in, signed out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the sorority house, we didn't have to sign in because the house where we knew who we were.
Right. And there weren't as many girls probably as there were in the dorm rooms.
She knew us all personally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she locked up.
I'm sure everybody was there.
Yeah. But I'm sure if I'd been late, she would have been there.
Did you all have a place to study there in the sorority house?
Yes. Quiet time.
Oh, really? Is that anything?
Yes. You see, we all slept, like I told you, in these sleeping areas.
Mm-hmm.
But then there were other rooms in the house where you had your chest of drawers, your clothes, your dress. And that's your roommates were really the ones where you had your clothes with.
Wow.
And everybody slept together on the porches, mm-hmm. except for the president. But then there were 3 different places where people dressed in different clothes.
Mm-hmm. We had essentially 2 rooms in a way.
You only went to the sleeping porch when you were ready for bed and you snuck in real quiet so you wouldn't wake everybody.
Did they have lights out rules too about what time everybody had to be in bed asleep? Mm-hmm. Or no, nothing like that. Well,
they stayed up and so you could still want to stay quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to be quiet.
Yeah.
Not for study time, but after 11 o'clock, quiet.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to ask you about the student union, what that was like. I'm sure you've been to the one that we have now. How did it differ when you were in school?
You mean my tune?
No, the student union that they had for the... I'm assuming that the rights union that you're talking about was not the student union, right? Or was it?
I think that was a student union. I don't remember a separate student
union. Oh, okay.
I don't even know where the student union is. Is that just a building where they...
Well, they've got the rights out there on the edge.
Oh, yeah. They have the rights. And that's where student government is.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was in the rights union.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In the rights union, student government.
But yeah. What building was it that was called the rights union before they built that one? Or was it the same building?
No, there was a small building.
Okay.
Before they built the big one. And I'm sure it wasn't called Wrights because he was president later. They must have called it the student union.
Yeah.
Probably called it.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
What sort of facilities did they have?
Meeting rooms and things like they have there, but just much smaller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a place to eat.
Yes, and cafeteria and stuff.
Did they ever show movies there?
No Rask Gallery or anything like that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm assuming you stayed in pharmacy then, and that's what you actually got your major in?
Okay.
And what year did you graduate?
I was married in 1950 in the summer, and I had one more course that I could graduate in 1950.
Mm-hmm. And was your husband still in school when you got married?
Oh, no. He graduated in 49, and was planning on going down to South Florida to work with his father, because he had a little newspaper down there. Arcadia. And so he applied for a job with the Gainesville Sun. He didn't want to leave me up here with all the good looking boys. He's decided to work.
And y'all were already engaged at that
so
point?
So he went to work in 49 at the Gainesville Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Not a health of
mine. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
His major was journalism?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he became a reporter later?
No, he went to every magazine in advertising. Mm-hmm. That's when he was doing it. Mm-hmm. And I think that there were maybe four people in that.
Mm-hmm.
So when he became advertising director, there were three people.
Oh, gosh. Where did y'all live after you got married while you were still in school?
Well, I only had 3 hours
left,
and there had been a pharmacy student. Well, actually, the pharmacy student was married and had a house out. Not on the hospital, but down in that area. And he had used our dog, our Cocker Spaniel, to breed with his dog. He had a litter of puppies, he and his wife, and we went to see the puppies. And when he graduated, he said he wanted to rent this out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we stayed. We were there for a year, I guess, and then we bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only
thing here. Do you remember what the married housing was like? Did you ever think about doing that?
Well, of course, my husband was through school.
Mm-hmm. And you would have
only
been
had
there
3 hours,
yeah.
And I couldn't go to married housing because that,
because you weren't full time.
Well, and I had to be in service.
Oh, you had to be in service back then in order to get married housing?
I think all the married housing was for service.
Oh.
It was called Flavet Village, yeah.
Yeah.
It was all for service.
I saw pictures of it in the yearbook. Now they had a trailer park that was over.
Oh, they just put the people
there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They weren't prepared at all.
Mm-hmm. They had a lot of bunch of professors.
They moved all the temporary housing.
Mm-hmm.
All the I imagine they moved a lot of those from Blandon because that was a base. So they just moved all that.
So you graduated in December of 1950?
No. In February of 51.
Oh, February.
We were still on semester.
Oh, that's right. I didn't know. Okay. So how many years was that you were in school then?
I was actually in school for 5 years, and so now I got one course in selective course. I was not sure.
Were you ever able to use your pharmacy background in a job situation? Or? Did you work
after
as a pharmacist?
I graduated?
Yeah,
yes.
You worked as a pharmacist?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
I worked at Florida Pharmacy. You see, you have to intern a year before you could get your license. I had an energy intern, so I had to go to school. You had to graduate then intern. And I worked at Florida Pharmacy for a year, and I got my license, and I was working, 10, 12, I think. Store closed at 11, and then you sit and wait on the delivery man to come. And sometimes that was 12. And so then I stayed at Florida Pharmacy for a few months, and a doctor in town, Dr. Hillary, was like, yes. There was a prescription center over by the hospital. I said, why don't you go over and apply for a job over there? And so I finally did. And after I got my license, I went to Florida Pharmacy. So I went to Nova's Prescription Center, and I stayed there until 1970. And they closed at 8 o'clock. They were closed on Sundays. So Florida Pharmacy 7 days a week. And on Saturday, closed about 1 o'clock.
So that was a big improvement.
Okay, because I go to work at 1 and stay late, and then June can over and maybe work the next day off late. I just work.
So did you enjoy it?
I made a lot more money.
Yeah.
And it was a prescription center, which was better than the stores. Even that food at Waterfalls, yeah, I always hate to smell that food cooking. That's awful to smell something cooking all the time.
Well, I think I've pretty much...
You came well prepared.
Yeah, well, I wanted to have a lot of questions.
Well, I'm well prepared.
Yeah, I think I've got everything here that I wanted to ask you. Did you have anything else that you had thought of that you wanted to add? Okay, well, I really appreciate it.
It's been fun. Really enjoyed it. Enjoyed talking to my roommate from Palaco. We had a good time. We were reminiscing.
Yeah, that's good that you called her to get some more ideas.